Welcome to another edition of Nintendo Pirate Radio. My name is Stan Ferguson, and with me as always is the lovely Carl Castaneda.
Hey everybody!
That was just sexy. Alright, everyone. Normally we would start this segment off, the first segment, with what are you playing? But since this is just Carl and I, we can tell you what we're not playing.
Neither Stan or I have Wii's at this point. You know, I'm about 70 bucks short of picking up Wii with Wii Sports. Zelda list at this point. I don't have that much money at right now, but yeah, so I'm playing a fat load of not Wii.
For me, it's not even being able to find one. Yeah, and I'm playing not Zelda. That's what I'm playing. So, and I'm not going to get the GameCube version.
I can't convince myself to pick that up. I've almost bit the bullet and gone out to buy it a couple times, but then I'm just like, I can't do it to myself because I'll always know that I've played the inferior version.
Well, I'm going to get a Wii, so I want to play the game on the Wii. It's that simple.
Yeah, I need the waggle.
Well, the waggle means I just want to play it on the right system.
Yeah.
But, we're not playing the Wii, and I think we're the only staffers who aren't.
I think that's true. I think we are the only people, not only on the staff of Nintendo World Report, but of everyone who visits Nintendo World Report. I think all of our readers have Wiis, and I think it's only a matter of time before we're fired.
Yeah.
For not having one.
Yep. They're gonna be like, you guys don't have a Wii yet. Get the hell out.
How am I supposed to preview games on the Wii if I don't have a Wii to begin with?
Exactly. Or review anything or anything.
Yeah.
You know? We have a lot of Wii news today.
We do.
And we have no perspective on it.
Not really. Not so much. But we do have we do have He Said, She Said, and stuff that some people told us. Maybe I got some info from a hobo on the street who might or might not have a Wii. Maybe he thought I was talking about something completely different. I don't know. I asked him what the forecast was on his Wii, he gave me a very strange look. And it made me a little scared, to be quite honest. It was not a happy Christmas memory.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's why your mother tells you not to talk to strangers.
Maybe.
Particularly about their Wii. Anyway.
Yeah, they don't care for that.
So, what are we playing, if anything at all? You, Carl?
I'm playing some DS stuff, like Sonic Rush, some Phoenix Wright, old games, you know.
Wow, catching up.
And then of course, I play a GameCube game every now and then.
I see.
Some Smash Bros. Or Naruto.
I'm currently under the task of reviewing Tamagotchi 2, and let me tell you, just wait for the review.
Is it worse or better than Zoo Tycoon DS? You see, the fact that Stan is hesitating right there, you know it's bad.
Well, I'm thinking more along the lines of Greg Hastings' territory.
Okay.
Because
that's our go-to crappy game.
Well, Hastings is the worst reviewed game I've ever done.
Uh-huh.
I started with Zoo Tycoon DS, which was a fat load of bore. And this one is... It insults the age of children it's targeting.
Really? How so?
There's really not a whole lot of words. When I first started playing the game, I was like, I think this should be fairly simple, fairly straightforward. I'm not going to read the instruction manual. I never do anyway. And I'm just pressing a bunch of windows going, what the hell does anything do?
Yeah.
So,
I think that's something that, Namco Bandai, whatever they're called these days. Their DS lineup is just getting continually worse.
That's wonderful news.
Yeah.
But, on the other hand, I am enjoying my free trial of World of Warcraft on my...
Boo!
On my Macintosh.
Yay!
Woohoo!
We do like the Mac here at Radio Free Nintendo. Unless it's windy.
I recommend everyone who owns either a PC or a Macintosh with a graphics card... Carl.
Hey, you know what, man? You know what? You can get the hell out of this show right now. That's what you can do. All right? I have an Intel GMA... Integrated graphics processing unit, which means I only have 64 megabytes of shared VRAM. But you know what? I could probably run WoW on low settings.
Yeah, probably. 1 or 2 frames per second. Shouldn't be a problem.
Hey, thanks, Dan. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Carl. And happy Hanukkah as well.
Oh, yes. to our Jewish friends.
Otherwise, like I was saying, I do recommend everyone at least give the free trial a free trial.
It's free.
It's worth it. It's free.
And it's also a trial.
And it's also a trial. And, hey, it's pretty fun. You might get hooked on it, and then that's your problem. Well, that is what are we playing and what we're not playing.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, yeah.
We'll see you shortly after this, after these words of our new sponsor, Video Game Advantage, done by the ever-talented Stephen Windyman Rodriguez.
See you folks in a second.
Oh, yeah.
Hey everyone, this is Steven Rodriguez for Video Game Advantage. Are you tired of paying full price for your video games? Like getting games online but don't like being overcharged for shipping? Check out Video Game Advantage. While most other stores charge full price for games, VGA has the lowest prices on the internet for Wii, Nintendo DS, GameCube, and Game Boy Advance games. They've also got great prices for other platforms like the PlayStation 2 and Xbox 360. Shipping is fast and cheap too. Most games can be shipped to your door for less than what it would cost you to buy in traditional retail stores. If you're going to buy your games online, the only place to do it is Video Game Advantage. The best prices, the best service, and fast shipping. VideoGameAdvantage.com.
And we're back! We're going to be discussing the news now, and pretty much all of it is Wii related, so...
Yeah.
Bear in mind what we said earlier in the podcast, because we don't know what we're talking about.
So no, this is all news to us.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. So, good news. Tomorrow, which will not be tomorrow for anyone listening to this, but tomorrow will be Christmas. This is we're recording on Christmas Eve.
Uh-huh.
Nintendo is releasing four big games for Virtual Console, and they really are very big games.
Oh yeah, what are they?
Street Fighter 2, The World Warrior, which cool. Really, it doesn't really matter because it's all it says is Street Fighter 2. There's like 500 million Street Fighter 2s. It's all Street Fighter 2.
Yeah, basically.
I think that
even
was probably...
Street Fighter 3 is really just Street Fighter 2.
Exactly. And that's a big game. Probably one of the best, if not the best, 2D fighting games. Well, probably best fighting game ever.
Well... It's debatable, but I'll just let that go for right now.
It is debatable, but it's a classic.
Definitely.
Super Castlevania 4, one of the best Castlevanias, probably the best Castlevania on a Nintendo system. Hard as hell.
Never played.
But it's a great, beautiful game with incredible music.
Maybe if I had a Wii, I'd play it. But well,
I think it was the last Castlevania game with the macho art style before they started going all femmy.
Oh, I thought that was Rondo of Blood. Wasn't that on the? Wasn't that the last one before they went all Metroidvania on everybody?
No. They. I think the Metroidvania may have started, or at least elements of it started before that. But I'm talking about Femi in terms of the art.
Okay. Yeah, you mean like he, you know like what's his face from Dawn of Sorrow looking like a chick?
All of them look like chicks.
Okay. Yeah. Duly noted.
All right. All right, and then there's Toe Jam and Earl, classic Sega Genesis game.
Eh.
Classic Sega Genesis game.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
All right, and R-Type, a very great game for the TurboGrafx-16.
That, actually, I would love to play. It sounds like a really cool game.
The most important thing, though, is that Hudson fixes the emulator. I've been hearing a lot of problems with TurboGrafx games running on the virtual console.
I remember Aaron was saying something about that on their website, about how they were having some problems with virtual console, getting everything emulated correctly. But hopefully it shouldn't really be that big of a problem, because for the most part, the emulators on VC are very well done.
Right. And also worth noting, all of these games are 800 Wii points. And also, January 1st will be two games coming out, Baseball, NES Baseball.
Eh, whatever. Next.
And Urban Champion.
Oh, next. Urban Champion is garbage.
You know what? I was a hardcore NES fan. I was there during the day, and I can tell you I don't honestly remember Urban Champion at all. I remember baseball. But
okay.
You know, whatever.
Ew. Both of those games are crap.
Well, that's why they're not coming out on Christmas.
There you go. They're coming out on what, New Year's or something?
Yes, they're coming out New Year's Day.
Okay, well, that's bode well for 2007.
Old Lang Syne. All right, and next up, we're going to be discussing the forecast channel.
Yay. You can now check weather on your Wii.
And next up.
Yeah, anyway, what else is on the docket today, Sam?
Next up is the Wii Internet Browser is now available. The Opera Browser can be obtained through the Wii Shop channel.
This is why it's a one-handed controller.
That's sick.
Hey, if you really think about it, it's one of the leading features of the Wii, as far as, you know, non-gaming stuff. Really?
Right.
You're telling me they didn't think about it? It didn't pass their minds? One-handed controller, we better have the internet on this.
I'm taking a look at something here really quickly. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at our article that that Wendy wrote up. And I see a sentence here that says, that means you can point your Wii to video sites like YouTube and watch internet videos on your TV screen. Hasn't it been confirmed that the Opera browser uses a Flash 7, so it can actually run YouTube?
The thing is that I actually have Flash 7, and I'm able to watch YouTube, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay. Well, that pretty much confirms that Carl and I have no idea. So
yeah, but I could definitely be wrong, so
absolutely. Don't help me to it. Just let us know if we're wrong, and we'll just be happy to get mail.
Yeah. Well, the only guy who sends us mail now, his first name is Saturn and his last name is incomprehensible by the human tongue. And I'm sorry, dude, but your last name is incomprehensibly hard.
But he's a really nice guy.
He's super cool. He writes us mail all the time. We like you, Saturn. You're awesome.
You know what? I haven't seen him write to us in a while.
He wrote to us last week about the GameCube C-Stick.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
well, keep writing to us, Saturn. We like your emails. You make us feel happy. You warm our hearts.
Brings up our day.
It does. It makes us feel like someone is out there, even if it is just one.
One dude.
One, but he likes us.
Yeah.
He really, really
likes us. It's the planet of Saturn. That's what I choose to believe. The entire planet of Saturn is unified by a single email address.
And it's the Emperor's email address.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right. Next up is Reggie.
What about him?
Reggie,
I hear he's talking to people these days. I hear he's talking to people these days.
He did, and he said something very important. Mm-hmm. Now, we kind of touched a little bit on this two episodes ago on our editorial comment on whether the Wii has legs. Well, one of the concerns would be a software drought. Reggie has come out and said there is no software drought. In particular,
isn't there kind of a software drought already?
In particular, he addressed that, you know, there's already Zelda Twilight Princess, and Metroid Prime 3 is vaguely coming out in the earlier part of next year.
Right.
And Super Mario Galaxy is somewhere in
the summer, probably.
You know, summer or later of next year. No one really knows. Yeah. Not that means that they couldn't be pushed back. Nintendo's kind of famous for that.
Yeah.
And those aren't the only big games coming out next year, is it? Are they?
Well, there's Brawl in 07.
Well, there's Brawl, yeah.
There's Sonic and the Secret Rings. I mean,
that's a big Sonic is a big game still.
I think that there's some hope. I think that Sonic fans, after the debacle that is Sonic the Hedgehog on the 360, and what will be Sonic the Hedgehog the debacle later in 2007 on the PS3, I think that they're just kind of latching onto the Wii game as, like, the return to form. It could be. It's on rails.
One can only hope, but
I
think once you make Sonic into Jesus, then you've really jumped the shark there.
When bestiality becomes a recurring theme in the Sonic franchise,
you might have
crossed the line just a little bit.
It's incredible. They actually were able to mix a little bit of Sleeping Beauty, a little bit of Jesus, and a little bit of interspecies sexual relationships.
But yes, Sonic sucks her, but maybe not on Wii.
And that's the news.
We'll see.
We'll see you in just a bit, where we're going to actually kind of elaborate a little bit more on this software drought issue. Yeah. Be right back, folks.
Later.
Yar, I be Sweet Pete, the pirate of the jungle, and you're listening to Nintendo Pirate Radio on Radio Free Nintendo at Nintendo World Report, your home for news on the PlayStation 3. Wait, that's not right. Yarr, you're trying to make me look like a fool.
And we're back.
Are we?
Yes, we're back. Okay. Now, Carl.
Yes.
As I said before, we're going to elaborate. We're going to elaborate more on the software drought issue.
Oh, are we?
Yes, because that's a concern of mine.
I'm not so concerned.
I know next year we're supposed to be getting Metroid Prime 3, as you said, Brawl, Super Mario Galaxy, and
Sonic.
But what third party? I know you're really looking forward to Dragon Quest Swords.
And No More Heroes.
And
both
No More Heroes.
R7 titles.
Yeah.
There's also Final Fantasy The Crystal Bearers.
Fantasy The Crystal Bearers?
Is it Rings of Fate? I don't remember which one it is. Or it's one of those. One of the Crystal Chronicles games coming out in 07.
Right. So, I think it's the DS one that was announced. I haven't heard much about anything else.
Well, the Wii game got showed off at E3.
Right, but it was just like a small little trailer.
As of now, I think it's still set for 07. Whether or not it'll make that date is anyone's guess, but
Well, whatever. I'm really looking forward to the DS game, and I believe
I'm not really that interested in the DS game. It's got no Wi-Fi.
It's got to have the Wi-Fi. It's got
there's
to.
No
it's
wi- f- there is no Wi-Fi. They confirmed it.
They confirmed there's no Wi-Fi on it?
It's local wireless, but there's no over-the-internet play.
Oh, man, I guess it's just too intensive.
They're just stupid because they're doing it with Dragon Quest IX.
True. True.
They're just making a really dumb decision.
That's insane. Well, we'll see how they implement it on Dragon Quest IX.
Yeah, we'll have to
because, the whole main tale of Crystal Chronicles is so that you play it the whole thing through pretty much with multiplayer, but...
Right, and I'm sure for the Wii game, they have to have online for the Wii game. There is no... You cannot make a logical choice and not have it be online.
Right.
It seems like such a perfect fit. So I'm pretty sure it'll show up online.
It'd be interesting if they made the DS Wii connection now that pretty much everyone and their mother actually has a DS. It would actually work.
Yeah, the connectivity is... I just hope it's not something that you have to have. You know, the thing that was a big bummer on the GameCube was that you really couldn't get the full experience out of the GameCube version unless you had 4 GBAs.
Right.
But, you know, as much as I would like, I have a DS, and you know, obviously sooner or later I'm going to have a Wii, and sooner or later I'm going to have this game, but that doesn't mean that my friends who want to come over and play are going to have, you know, DSs. And if it comes down to, you know, me having to buy all the equipment for multiplayer, I'd rather buy 3 other remotes than 3 other DSs. I mean, come on. That makes no sense.
True. Now, Carl, I want to tap into your inherent psychic ability.
Mm-hmm.
Suck or not suck.
Uh huh.
No more heroes.
No more heroes. It's gonna be awesome. So good. So good.
Really?
Oh yeah, it's gonna be so good. At least I'm gonna think it's so good. I don't know how the mainstream press is gonna take it. I mean, I love Killer 7, and you know, I mean, as much as I love it, it did not win too many people's hearts.
No, not a lot of people big fans of on rails light gun style shit.
Yeah, I mean there are a lot of dumb people in the world.
But everyone praises its art design and story, which the more I hear about, the more my brain explodes.
You know, you have to beat it twice to really understand. It's one of those games where it's kind of like Metal Gear Solid, but a little bit more not for kids.
At least it's not as bad as Eternal Darkness. Yeah. You know, which required you to beat it 3 times in order to understand it.
Yeah, that was kind of dumb.
And then when you did, you were like, what the hell?
I've said this many a time, but I'll say it again now. Eternal Darkness is the best boring game I've ever played.
Can we spoil the ending now that we're already in a new generation?
Hey, whatever, go ahead.
All right. You find out at the very end of Eternal Darkness... That damn octopus eyeball thing that you find inside this weird pit in the beginning of the game is actually the one that controlled all 3 alternate universes so that you could destroy all its enemies so that it can take over the world. Interesting.
But who shot JR?
Who cares? You know what? Because that's why I laugh when people say, what about a sequel for Eternal Darkness? What the hell are they going to do? Just make more gods up for
I think that the probability of an Eternal Darkness even happening is ridiculously low, just because before they put that out, they have to finish Two Human, and that looks like it's going to take forever anyway.
Well, it's going to be a trilogy anyway. Well, we're way off topic right now. We're supposed way to be talking if there's going to be a software.
This is Nintendo Pirate Radio. This is what we do. We go off the beaten path. That's why people listen to us.
and yet they haven't in the last 10 or so podcasts.
Because we've been Radio Free Nintendo. Screw that crap, man.
We Nintendo created Radio Free Nintendo.
Well, technically we didn't. That was more of Mike and Evan's idea.
Yeah, okay. But
we created Nintendo Pirate Radio, which got incorporated into Radio Free Nintendo, and the jumble is sort of our help. I don't know, whatever.
The junior jumble, the one in the newspaper.
Yeah, well, let's just move on before I make a fool of myself.
Very good, and too late, by the way. So it looks like they're telling us that it's not going to be a major software drought, but so long as there are games being made for the Wii that aren't a bunch of just rehashes from last generation. Please, I just want some original content. I think it's cute, you know, the Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles or whatever it's called.
I think that sounds awesome.
I think it sounds really cool, but you know, how hard would it be to just make it original rather than us running through certain aspects of the last four games, except in Resident Evil 4 style?
Well, you wouldn't have to come up with any sort of scenario.
It just seems really lazy.
I don't know. I'm into it because I can't play Resident Evil 0 through Code Veronica because it's so bad.
Yes, that is nice. If it was a playthrough of all four games in Resident Evil 4 style, I'd kind of be all for that because I hate the controls of the original Resident Evil.
Right, but it's just going to give you the most important parts. You know, do you really want to have to play it? I mean, logically, are they really going to make a game that is like five games long?
Dude, Resident Evil 2, everything is an important part. Yeah.
If you say so.
I do.
You do. Okay.
Yes. And Resident Evil 1, not so much, but Resident Evil 2, yeah.
The thing about a hardware drought is that the first six to eight months, really, is just it's just tough times. You know, the Xbox 360 went through it, the DS went through it, the PS3 is going to go through it, and so will the Wii. It's unavoidable. You got WarioWare, and you've got Wii Play, and then you've got a couple titles here and there, but really, is there any real, like, I gotta have it game coming out within in Q1, besides maybe not even Metroid Prime is scheduled to come out in Q1. I think it's gonna be in Q2.
Probably.
So really, Q1 is looking kind of barren, but I can understand that because systems have droughts. That's how it happens.
Yep.
So as far as whether or not Reggie is lying, I mean, I don't think he's necessarily lying. I think he's covering the ads that he was hired to cover. And not much else, you know. He's saying there's not going to be a hardware drought. We're going to have all these games, and there will be games. I mean, whereas with the DS, you kind of had nothing in that January, February period.
Man, did they ever make up for it?
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, later that year, that was that huge holiday season where there were just like 18 games that were all good.
You think Nintendo will survive the drought?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think that Nintendo fans are some of the most loyal people on the planet, and they will stick through it.
It's really, really quickly, and I think our fans will appreciate that because our fans are pretty diehard Nintendo fans.
Right.
What do you think about the Wii actually selling for a profit on eBay and PS3s are actually having to be sold at cost?
I think it just shows that Nintendo has more startup demand. I think that what Sony's going to be realizing soon is that they don't have a hardcore fan base. They have fans. They have fans who are lining up for PS3s and selling them on eBay, I guess. But Nintendo fans have no illusions about what they're buying. At least, I would hope not. Nintendo fans know that when you're buying a Nintendo console, you're buying it for Nintendo games.
This goes beyond Nintendo fans, dude.
Oh, yeah. Even average Joe Gamer knows that when he's buying a Nintendo console, he's buying it for the Nintendo potential. I don't think anyone buys it that, this is going to be my third-party do-everything console.
Right, but I think the demand on this thing is bigger than
the Nintendo Hardcore.
Yeah, it's bigger than the Nintendo Hardcore, and it's bigger than just the gaming fan base. People are getting this thing just to have it.
Yeah, I definitely think it is reaching non-gamers. I don't know necessarily that it's a certifiable hit yet with non-gamers. I think
Dr. Really Phil help. Is shilling it.
Yeah, but I mean, so what?
Now, I understand why, you know, Comedy Central is, because Comedy Central is essentially getting paid for it.
Yeah, they had that thing's giveaway weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Dr. Phil?
Dr. Phil? Eh, you know what, man? The thing is that Dr. Phil is a ratings whore, and like any ratings whore, he's going to go for what's hot. And we got a lot of press coverage, so hey, Dr. Phil loves the Wii. Surprise,
good
surprise.
Good point.
Yep.
All right, so Nintendo, as far as the drought is concerned, shouldn't be so bad, considering we do have some decent games coming up in quarter one and quarter two. By some, I mean one or two.
But WarioWare, and you know, you might want to try Wii Play, and right. Maybe if Sonic comes out by the end of March, you might want to rent it or watch for the reviews. But for the most part, guys, don't expect, you know, the Wii to start putting out gangbusters until late in 07, maybe summer.
It's not like PlayStation's really going to have a lot to compete with it before it anyway.
Oh, absolutely not. Oh, yeah. I heard Metal Gear Solid 4 is coming out in spring. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Winter 2007.
2008, more like it.
No. I will give Konami and Kojima the benefit of the doubt, because they generally don't push Metal Gear back, you know. And it's generally been about 3 years. Now, I understand the development cycle for a PlayStation 3 could be a lot longer. But it was the same thing with PlayStation 2. They were able to get Metal Gear Solid 2 out pretty quickly after the launch.
I don't know, but I guess we'll have to just wait and see on that one.
Absolutely.
Alrighty.
Alright, folks. Well, that was the show for the day. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you didn't, at least it was short.
It was very short. This is probably going to come out to about 25 minutes, maybe a little less. But, you know, you guys are out on Christmas. You're enjoying your family, vacation. You know, you're having fun. So it's something, you know, put on your iPod, listen to it when you're bored in the middle of the afternoon. You know, you're not really looking to us to the news. There's really not much news to report anyway. We really weren't even going to do a show, but I was like, you know what? Let's do it for the fans.
Absolutely.
I had to fight tooth and nail just to say the words that I'm saying now. People were all against me. We had so many people booked for the show. We had Satoru Iwata booked for Radio Free Nintendo this week, but then he pulled out. He pulled out like a bitch.
Thank you, Carl.
No problem. I do that it again.
I'm glad you shared our secrets to the mm-hmm. world, and that is why we give you the show we give you today. By the way. As always, we want to let you know, well, actually, not as always, we should be doing this, but Johnny's been the only one who's been doing it. Go to iTunes. Subscribe to us. If you've been getting us any other way, get us in iTunes as well. Subscribe to us.
Don't click on the Audio Flash Player.
No, click on it and listen to it. Listen don't. To it.
Nah,
but download it on iTunes, you know, so that you have a physical copy of it. We want you to subscribe. And also, write up a review.
Yeah.
Even if it's bad, we don't care.
I mean, if you get it on iTunes, you get those cool pictures.
We just want to be popular. We want to be loved.
Yeah, if we go to the top 10 in iTunes, they're going to send out golden strippers to all of us.
Yes, and we need them.
We need those golden strippers.
And we need you to want us to have them.
So badly.
Yes. So thanks again for tuning in to Radio Free Nintendo's
Nintendo Pirate Radio Strand. If you guys want to send mail to us, it's rfn@nintendoworldreport.com. So hopefully it'll be more than just Saturn.
Yeah, maybe one of you other guys might want to say something to us. Okay, and this is our promise. This is our guarantee for next week. We will read whatever emails you send us on the air. Unless
anything.
It's been that spam crap that we've been getting like crazy lately.
We'll even read the spam.
No. But please, email us. We promise that next week we will read each and every one that you send us, unless you have a lot of vulgar language. Then we might have to bleep that out.
Nah, we'll read it. It's all good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks again for listening, and you have a wonderful... Well, we hope you had a wonderful Christmas, and we hope you have a great new year.
Later, everybody.
Oh, and if you didn't celebrate Christmas, we hope you had whatever. Happy Eid, happy Diwali, and happy Hanukkah. And if I missed any other religions, happy whatever you
Kwanzaa?
Celebrate.
We missed Kwanzaa?
Well, Kwanzaa's coming up. Kwanzaa's not now. But we hope that if you celebrate Kwanzaa, the upcoming Kwanzaa, we hope you have a great Kwanzaa.
Yes.
All right, thanks very much. Have a good night.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Hey, I love Nintendo World Report. It's my favorite side in the whole wide world.
This is gonna be the worst show ever.